This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hey guys, my name is Monica and you're watching No Rating Movie Review with HD City. Today I'm talking about comedy drama Mimi that's now streaming on Netflix. Amid reports that the film was leaked online, Mimi was delivered to us 4 days before its actual release. While it indeed was a happy news for all Kriti Sanon and Pankaj Tripathi fans, the film turns out to be just an average watch, with nothing that you did not expect. Repetitive tropes, narrative that's borderline melodrama, and humor that doesn't really trigger laughs. Mimi struggles to look real or relatable, at least as far as the character arcs are concerned. Set in Shekhawat, a small beautiful town in Rajasthan, Kriti Sanon plays Mimi, an aspiring actor and a Ranveer Singh fan who wants to go to Mumbai to become a heroine. In desperate need for money for a portfolio shoot, she agrees to become a surrogate mother to this childless American couple who were looking for a young and healthy girl in Rajasthan. Pankaj Tripathi, aka Bhanu Pratap Pandey, is the taxi driver who plays the intermediator. But on learning that the child might be born with Down syndrome, the couple decides to flee without any explanation to Mimi, and she is left on her own and Bhanu to deal with the pregnancy and the baby. The first half is pretty light-hearted with some funny dialogues and characters trying to warm up the audiences, especially Pankaj with his witty one-liners and signature expressions. This is followed by a rather emotional second half with some sad moments, some surprises and a climax that we saw coming, but it doesn't really hit us hard. What I really liked about the film is the camaraderie between Kriti and Pankaj's character. The bond they share despite starting off on an unpleasant note with a slap. He's there by her side throughout, and that unconditional care somehow is very rare to find. Also, Pankaj is like this bouncing board. Each time the film seems to be slipping away, he comes back and plants a joke, though not all of them have a smooth landing. The fact that Mimi is being touted as this female-fronted film, Kriti delivers a great performance at carrying it entirely on her shoulders, being this feisty, carefree and ambitious small-town girl. Her expressions of joy, happiness, anger, pain and suffering are pretty convincing and balanced. Though the inconsistency in her accent cannot be overlooked and did bother me at many places. But overall, this is undoubtedly one of her best performances. Talking of the storyline, even though Mimi is highly predictable, it strikes the right chord with the rampant and yet underreported issue of foreigners coming to India looking for potential surrogates and then often disappearing for various reasons. In that sense, Mimi does show reality. But I find it quite strange that when you mention surrogacy in Bollywood, we can't think past Preeti Zinta in Chori Chori Chupke Chupke, and Mimi is no exception. Director Lakshman Utrekar, who has co-written the film with Rohan Shankar, is somewhere stuck in the same rut as using surrogacy as a means to show the plight of a small town girl and lace it with humor. But it doesn't really delve deeper into the actual issue and remain superficial. Also, the way metaphors have been used in the film to describe the process of surrogacy. It's your farm, someone else is paying to plant their seed and fertilizers to grow their sugarcane on it. This might sound funny to some, but might also offend others. For Mimi, it's rather unfortunate that despite being backed by a talented cast, the film doesn't make the most of them. Sai Tamhankar as Shama, Mimi's best friend and confidant, who lets her stay in her house to hide the pregnancy, has very little to do or add to the story. Even Mimi's parents, played by Manoj Bhava and Supriya Pathak, other than their attires giving the Rajasthani touch, be it Manoj's Leheria Safa or Supriya's Mang Tika, there isn't much about them that you would notice. Music of the film is good in places and just about okay in some scenes. The track Param Sundari that introduces Mimi's character is quite a visual treat. Hi Day by Eha Rehman is heart-wrenching and Choti Si Chiraiya in Kailash Kher's voice moves you. To sum up, Mimi is a family entertainer because there isn't anything that would make you uncomfortable. There are some funny scenes and many emotional moments too. So keep that tissue box handy. This is me signing off for now. See you next time with a new film. Till then, stay home, stay safe, get vaccinated and wear your masks.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.